Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, everybody. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd, and this is Mitzi with Healing Hearts His Way. And today, what we are going to talk about is compassion, something that we can all use more of and all learn to be more compassionate ourselves. So I just wanted to take a little time and talk about compassion today and let it become the forefront of our thoughts on this day so that we can learn and hear what's in the heart of the Father. And I'd like to open today with prayer first of all. So Father, I come to you and I lay down my own agenda. I lay down any purposes that I have, Father, and I just ask that you use me to speak your words. I ask, Father, out of your compassion, that you will work through me and that you will speak the words that you desire for people to hear. You know the times we live in, God. You know that we hear all sorts of things on earth. And, Father, we know that your word holds for us the compassion that you came to show us. And today, God, I just ask that you direct this show, that you be upon the hearts and of those that listen, that you just bring to attention things that you want them to hear. And, Father, that you will just bless each person who takes the time to listen. And I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you that you have helped me, God, to just go from glory to glory and that you are just such a kind God and that you tell me I am more than a conqueror. And on this day, God, we just thank you and give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I would also first like to thank Broken Wing Ministries on Facebook. They have been so kind to ask me to post a link to this site so that the members can listen. And also these shows are archived, so anytime you can't listen live, a lot of people tell me they listen at night when they're going to sleep or even during their lunchtime the next day at work. And I hope it blesses you, and I am so open for ideas, things people want to talk about, suggestions. If you want to tell me how I can improve this show, that would just make me so happy because I never thought of myself as a speaker. I just love God with a passion I've never had towards anything else in life. And he's given me a lot of love in my heart, so I just really enjoy loving him. And a part of loving him is teaching, I think, what he has in his word for us. So I just want to share about compassion. My own life has been a life that's been difficult. You know, we can go at this through many angles, but you can say that the enemy targets probably most every person born, but especially some. And throughout life, I have just endured so many trials and circumstances, very even unusual ones. And through it, you know, I didn't give up and I didn't fall over. And I just kept pushing through. And it's taken a very long time because I'm not a young person. I'm not an old person, but I'm not a young person either. And it's taken me a very long time to get to this point where I can say, well, you know, God was teaching me something through all that. He was giving me endurance. He was showing me how to be strong. He was showing me how to work with him when I didn't even know he was showing me how to work with him. So today what I would like to start with is we know that God says to us to be compassionate to each other. But I believe we could even use a reminder of what compassion actually means. The word compassion means to have sympathy, empathy, a fellow feeling, care, concern, and sensitivity, warmth, love, tenderness, mercy, leniency, tolerance, kindness, humanity, charity. It's concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. And it means to suffer with. So we know that God is moved. We know that God has asked us to show compassion to one another. And I'm just going to read a few scriptures to just get us going in that flow. He says in Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." In Colossians 3:12, he says, "Put on then, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." In Galatians 6, he says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And Galatians 5, as we all know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And one of the favorite things that Jesus said that I enjoy reading is he said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed on by the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him. He bound up his wounds, pouring oil on them and wine. And then he set him on his own animal, and he brought him to an inn and took care of him." I just have to say, today, I just think compassion is lacking everywhere. I feel like so many people are just struggling themselves to the point that it becomes more and more difficult to reach out of our own situation to lift somebody else up. But in 1 Thessalonians, Jesus says to us, "Encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with them all." He asks us to have unity of mind and sympathy, brotherly love, and a tender heart and a humble mind. As each of us has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah in Zechariah 7, 8 through 10. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, render true judgment. Show kindness and mercy to one another." He calls those true judgments. "Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor. And let none of you devise evil against another in your heart." He reminds us in Galatians, they asked us to remember the poor. And he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. For who is greater, one who reclines at the table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I say to you, it's the one who serves." So we know that Jesus says to us to have compassion. If you have the Holy Spirit inside of you and you are growing, if He's pruning you and you're growing and you're abiding in the vine, you're bearing fruit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And those things we should be showing everyone, not just whom we choose to pick in and serve and show it to, but everyone, our families are a ministry, our neighbors. God says, love your neighbor as yourself. We are to administer to God. He has called us to minister to Him, to be in union with Him, to become one with Him. Jesus said, just as I am with my Father, that's what I long for you to be also, as I am in Him. He longs for us to be one. How can we be one with God unless we're deeply going into the fruit of the Spirit? And it's not just on a day you feel like it. It's a walk. It's every day. It's growing. It's going from glory to glory. But what I really wanted to talk about is what gets me excited is the fact that God is compassionate. You know, how many times have we thought of after we've committed a sin, we've thought, well, you know, there's no chance, there's no hope, there's no going back. What do? I failed. I struggled. I even gave it my best shot. I avoided it for a year. And there the sin is again. It's taken me over. You know, it is a battle to overcome our sins. And eventually you find when you push through and you resist the devil, you find that it becomes easier to resist them. We're never going to be without sin as a human being. But in those times, we find that God's compassion is so great that he made provision for us in everything. And so what I wanted to share was the compassion of God. In Isaiah 30, verse 18, it says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice." Jesus, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And I know many times, especially it seems like in today's times, we feel like we are without a shepherd. There's been a shaking and things don't feel like they used to feel. It feels like there's no solid ground to stand on. People lose their jobs. We used to hold on to our jobs and have a lot of security. And I know so many people have lost their employment. So many people are facing huge trials in their life and with health issues and children on drugs and, well, you name it, it's out there. And God had compassion on everyone, and he said he even noticed when it seemed like people were lost and they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he is our shepherd. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, and that's in James 5:11. Says in 2 Corinthians, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble." Now, God has caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you involved in legal difficulties? Because I know I have been, and I know that God even will show you compassion in the courts on earth. He is not without compassion on any area. He has it for every single thing that you could be confronted with. In Luke 1:50, it says, "His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation." So if God is showing you mercy, you can know that people in your previous generation were shown mercy, because he tells us he shows it to all. And he loves to show mercy to those that fear him. And let's see. This is one that really touches my heart. "When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, 'Don't cry.' And he said this to a mom who was a widow, and her son, who was an adult, had died. And he walked along the road, and he saw the funeral procession." Procession. "And he said to her, 'Don't cry.'" I just think that's like, you know, so he felt that deep in his heart. And that's the God I know. He has a depth of compassion that's just so beautiful. In Mark, he tells us, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me for 3 days and they have nothing to eat." And when the apostles were saying, "I know you're tired, you know, let the people go and let us move on." And he said, "No, we have to feed them." And in Nehemiah, the scripture 9:19, because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. By day, the pillar of cloud did not cease to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take. God was that pillar of cloud, and he was the fire by night. He was surrounding them with his compassion. His compassion was so great, he didn't abandon them. He didn't send somebody else to take care of the job. He was there, and he had that great compassion. So I think it's really a beautiful thing that the Lord has compassion on us. And I believe there were so many scriptures that I looked up on compassion. We would be here pretty much all night if we talked about all those. So anytime you want to do a search on compassion and you feel like God's not having compassion on you, just realize that he is. The Bible is full of examples. In Psalms, he tells us the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. He tells us the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will also hear the cry and save them. So that's what we're talking about tonight, everybody, compassion. And I'm going to take a caller. We have caller area code 863-257. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Mitzi.
Hi, Mitzi. I really enjoyed what you said so far about compassion. The only thing I don't understand is, do I have to pray to really have compassion for people around me that hurt me? How do I deal with that besides praying?
Well, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I know in my own life I have experienced a lot of hurt at the hands of other people, and I don't think that God is telling us that we have to, you know, forgiveness is a process. It doesn't just happen because we say the word. And when we ask God to help us forgive people, because actually I have needed help to forgive. And at times I just had to get on my knees and I had to say, God, help me forgive them. I'm going to say the words, but I have no feeling behind this. And I would just say it at my prayer time, not every day, but as it came upon my heart. And eventually when I said the words, I started to have a feeling connected with them that showed me that God was giving me the grace to be able to forgive them. And I was having a release of the pain that had occurred through the circumstances. And I can honestly say at this point, I can show compassion to those who have hurt me. And it's not easy. I don't think we have to keep them in our lives and be friends, but a lot of times it's our parents, it's our siblings, it's our children, it's our spouse. And so we are faced with the raw truth of we're walking out life with those who have hurt us, and to show them compassion is not easy to do. I don't know if that helps answer your question. But
it does actually help, but along the same lines, I believe not the majority of it, but quite a bit of it is a spiritual battle, because I noticed that I'm being attacked by those around me and my own household. As I grow closer to the Lord and do his will. And it just seems like that to me, that most of it could be a spiritual battle, but I don't think 100% of it is. I think some of the percentages are the people, you know, themselves that may or may not intentionally be going out of the way to hurt me.
I know what you mean. I agree. As we get closer to the Lord and as we step out and we do the things he asks us to do to serve him, it doesn't come without resistance. And unfortunately, a lot of times it is the people you know, we're involved in walking out life with that are used to hurt us and to cause us resistance of, you know, making our walk more difficult. And for me, it works in, like, looking past the person and saying, I love that person, and I don't believe they are aware of what they're really doing. You know, I don't believe they understand the depth of what's taking place. And I love them. And it's
hurt. I don't think they understand the true depth of the hurt they cause.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree, and it's also like out of alignment, you know, with God's will. God's will is for us to work together and have this unity and love to bring His, to usher in His kingdom, to advance and take ground into the over the darkness. And you know, I was slower at dealing with things like that. I just would pray about it and wait, but I feel this urgency to fulfill what God's asked me to do, and I've come to a point where it's like, you know, you're with me or you're against me, and let's go forward. You know, let me work with you. How can I help you help me, kind of thing? And to show them compassion, mm-hmm. though, if they're doing that, they're hurting somewhere inside of themselves. You know, they're missing a piece of their own identity. They're not seeing their role, it seems like.
Well, the old saying was and is, hurt people hurt people.
Yes, I have heard that, and I think I have done that as a hurt person. I don't think it has to be that way. I think as we begin to understand our identity in God, and I did not understand mine until about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer. I started understanding my own identity, and I was just talking about this yesterday, and I said, I don't know, like, if it was a Bible scripture I read or something I heard or a person I had a conversation with, but something clicked inside of me, and I said, I'm the daughter of God. God, I am seated in heavenly places. And I started seeing all these scriptures in a different light, and I said, I can do anything. Nothing is impossible. If it's in God's will, I can do anything. I can ask Him. He can help me. And I don't know what made it click. I don't know why all the years before that I couldn't see it. You know, I was just like, God, if I can, or maybe could I? And mm-hmm. I think we are missing a big chunk of our identity, but we are seated in heavenly places. And he's we're a part of His family, and we have so many exciting things to do. So yeah, when people are making it difficult for us, it is it's hard to show compassion on them. But then I have to say, for me, it always comes back to God showed compassion and mercy on me, and He forgave me, and I have to do that. But I don't always do it immediately or with the right heart. It takes steps. You know, it takes some time. It takes sometimes a long time.
Yes.
To be able
and you know, when they live in the same household, it's even more difficult. And it gets to the point where I ask the Lord, like, Lord, are You going to separate me from them or them? I said, you know, I really know You're there. I wouldn't have gone on this long if You weren't strengthening me every day. But do I have to necessarily keep doing this every single day? Like, it's the same people, and it's just the people in my household. And I'm like, Lord, deal with them. They're Yours. I left them at the foot of the cross a long time ago, and they seem to be getting worse instead of better. And I would just tell the Lord, it's not that I'm doubting You, that You're not working behind the scenes, but it's getting to the point where my makeup, my chromosomes, my genes, since I was a child, when I get stressed, I do opposite of what a lot of people do. I don't eat. And I know that's not healthy, but it's just the way I've been. I've been drinking fluids as if I'm on a fast, but I'm not really on a fast for, like, last 4 days. I haven't been able to eat. I don't have an appetite.
basically it's gotten that bad that I don't even have hunger pains. And I'm like, Lord, now I'm praying for an appetite. I need something. I need to keep my strength up. In the midst of it, though, I haven't even had the strength to even pray like I usually pray and cry out in the spirit and et cetera. So I just lay down and just listen to, you know, praise and worship music or, you know, soaking music by Julie True. It's been helping. And then I just speak to him from my heart, from my mind, because I just, you know, I know he's going to get me through this. It's just, I obviously don't know when. His time is so different.
Can I ask your first name?
It's Sis, like sister.
Oh, okay. Hi, Sis. Hi.
It was odd because I had just woke up and I've been doing a lot of sleeping because I don't have much strength because I'm not eating properly because of all this. And the first thing I opened was your post. And I'm like, wow. It was like the Lord impressed me to call. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to call.
It's a divine appointment. It's a divine appointment. It's awesome.
I would like to do is,
can I say a prayer for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me just say a prayer for you. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we know that you are every word, that you are in us and we're hidden in you. And we know that you love us and that you are a God of compassion. And Father, we do have to walk out our lives here on this earth, and I'm with your beautiful daughter, Sis, and God, I bring her before your throne. We come together, and we just are so excited to be sisters in Christ, serving you and loving you and giving you our lives, laying it down on the altar, laying it down at your feet, God. But it becomes difficult and a struggle, and we both agree that as time moves, it becomes more difficult. In some ways it's easier, but in some ways it's more difficult. And there is no doubt, God, that there are so many difficulties and trials, and the enemy just keeps throwing things at us. And my beautiful sister here is in a situation where in her home life she is having to deal with uncomfortable situations that, Father, are producing stress in her body and causing her not to be able to eat. And I can speak about that also, Father, because I have been through many, many circumstances of exactly the same thing. And I totally understand because our bodies do react to stress. And I pray, God, though, that you will do what you told me you would do for me. And I ask, God, that these words will release your angels to do this, to contend for her. God, we have accepted you as our shelter and our protection and our shepherd. And I just ask, Lord, that you will contend for her and that you will bless her, that you pour your peace over her, around her, and just shield her, Father, with your fire warrior angels. And keep her safe. Keep her hidden and pull back the enemy for some time, Father. Let her be able to regroup and rest. And Lord God, I ask that you bring people into her life that will edify her and build her up and encourage her and strengthen her. Lord God, I just release all good things that you have for my sister, and I ask that you will give her sweet sleep at night, that she can rest comfortably. And Lord God, that she will hear you singing over her, because you tell us you sing over us at night, and that she will feel your presence in a stronger way. And Lord God, that you will remove some of these situations from her. We shouldn't have to have so many things that that we have all been going through. And it's time for a release, God, of your power, your strength, all the good things that you have stored up for us. I just pray that you open up the doors of heaven and that you let it flow down. And God, not only that, but that we can reach up and that we can pull down heaven into our lives. So I speak life into my sister. I speak health into her. I speak healing. I speak wholeness. I speak abundance. And I just praise you, God, that you are a God that loves us so much that you hear our every single word. And God, we stand before you in agreement, and we thank you for this opportunity. And I pray that you put the purple robe on her of royalty and just remind her how she's seated, Father, in heavenly places, and that she has all power and authority, all power and authority over every disease and over all the works of the enemy. So, Father, I just thank you for her, for calling tonight. This is just such an honor. And I praise you, Father, in Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen and amen. And thank you, Lord, for this divine appointment. I praise you, Father. Thank you very much,
yes,
Misty.
Oh, you're welcome. So happy to get to talk to you.
All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, so God is just so sweet with his compassion and love for us. It's just so abundant in all the stories of Scripture. I was going to look for, I don't know where that is right now, but I believe it's in the book of Ezekiel, or it might be in Isaiah. And God talks about how Israel had rejected him just over and over. And we all know how God longed to be in covenant with Israel, and they had to have it their way, just like we all do until we come to earth. And he was walking through the fields, and he saw the baby that had been abandoned and just covered in blood. And I remember when I was reading that, and I just was like, what is God saying here? This seems like such harsh, strange language, which some of the Bible to me is just interesting how, you know, it's written. But he took that step, and he said he was going to walk past, but then he saw the baby laying there, and he stepped back. And, oh gosh, I just so wish I could find it real quickly, but it's a beautiful story about God's compassion. He takes the baby, and he washes it, and he gives it these beautiful clothes. And so maybe I can find that, and we can go over those details. But for now, we have another caller, so we can... talk with area code 302-947.
Hi, Mitzi.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, it's Barbara. How are you?
Oh, Barbara. Wonderful. So happy to hear your voice.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot because we had no internet. So I had no phones all day. So I'm so happy that I was able to get through. How are you? I'm listening to what you were saying.
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. You know, it can be like a long day, and then when it's time to just come on and talk about God, I just get so energized and excited.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just pumped up now.
Oh, well.
And I'm happy to get to talk to you and say hi.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to talk to you, too, and just say hi. I was just praying a little while ago, and I was thinking about you, and then I, you know, hoping that my phones were up, and it's, you know, as I was thinking about you, the Lord showed me, the Holy Spirit showed me this rod that was in your hand, and you were waving it across the waters, across these beautiful waves, this ocean. And it was just so beautiful, and the white caps on the ocean of the waves,
mm-hmm.
they just started to sparkle, and it was just so beautiful. I just wanted to share that with you. I'm glad that I got to speak with you so that I could tell you. But
that just gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, it was really quite beautiful. And it that was all that I saw that the Lord showed me. So I guess the timing was his timing for me to get on here. And then he gave me that beautiful vision of you. So I'm glad that I was able to share it with you. So beautiful.
Wow. Well, that's really exciting. He's been giving me a lot of dreams about waves and the ocean. And
really?
That's so interesting that he showed you that. And I think it was a couple of weeks ago, I was doing a little study on something in the Bible, and I came across something about rods, and that they were, like, used as authority.
Yeah.
So, and so I might have to give this a bunch of thoughts. That sounds really exciting. And the idea that the white caps were sparkling is really exciting. That's like God's glory, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I believe it is. But it was just, you know, what's so beautiful about it, that it lit up, everything was lit up. It lit just the white caps on the waves just lit everything up. It was, they were so bright, the sparkles. It was beautiful.
Wow, that is really pretty. I just saw that in my head. I mean, like, can you imagine if you were at the ocean and those waves were rolling in and it was night and it was lit up like that? That would be really awesome.
It would be. I would hope that it would happen one day.
Yeah. We can make that happen one day.
Yeah,
I'm sure. So what do you think about compassion? Do you think it's just sorely lacking in today's world?
I really believe it is. You know, I'm on Broken Wing. Angie Patterson has that. And I'll tell you, I've never felt so much compassion on her her site as I have since I've been there. And I'm thinking, this is the compassion that we need for the outside of the computer, outside in the world for everyone. And, you know, if we would just lay aside the world and just come before God and pray and just ask for that special love that he wants us all to have, I think people would just stop fighting and arguing and wanting what someone else has, and just be grateful for what you do have. And the love of Jesus is more than you could imagine. I mean, that's the best kind of compassion that anybody could have, would be the Lord.
Absolutely.
I remember taking care of my sister Jacqueline. She had since died. She had cancer. But it was so beautiful because her daughter put her in a nursing home, and I went and took her out because she didn't want to be alone. She was my baby sister. And I had so much compassion for her that I brought her down here where I live and took care of her. And the Lord gave me a beautiful, beautiful lullaby song that I used to sing to her when she was a baby. When my dad died, you know, she would look to me. And that the song I sang to her, and it was the night before she died, and I had no idea, but I know that she was so thankful for the compassion that I had for her. Even though I was her sister, it was more than she could ever ask for. And she's in a better place now. I saw her in heaven. I know the Lord's taking care of her. And he showed me. And I'm just so grateful. This is what compassion is, loving and taking care of someone else's child or your own child or your sister. You know, that's what compassion is. And I don't think we have enough of that. And we really need it.
Mm-hmm. When I was reading about compassion, I think the Latin root word means to suffer with a person. So it's absolutely, not just saying, I care and call me if you need something. It's like you see that need and you just step in and you fill it. And
the people, the nursing home she was in, did not have compassion for her, because if you could have seen the position she was in and what she was laying in was awful. And I just took her out of there, and then finally, you know, she got worse and worse, and then finally the Lord just took her home. But, she was happy.
Happy. That's so beautiful. That is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And she, as we know, is in a much better place than...
Yeah.
Just I thank you for doing that. That's we are all connected. We're just all connected.
Yeah.
And I heard that back in the 60s and I was like, wow, that sounds cool. And then, you know, I was like, as I got older, I said, there's no way we're all connected. This world's so big. And then, you know, I've gone all the way full circle to say, wow, we are so connected that my decisions affect the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that is
thanks
beautiful.
For calling in.
Oh, thank you for asking me. It's so sweet of you, Mitzi, and I think you're just a beautiful person. You have a wonderful heart, and you're just such a you have so much compassion for people, and I love that. And you are your reward awaits you, dear one.
Oh, thank you so much. God has he's given me a portion of his heart for sure, and I would just walk. I think it was just from walking through so many things.
Yeah.
And but he's blessed me, and so I'm just trying to use it on everybody I can.
You do, and you are. Believe me, you are. You are filling so many empty hearts. You would not believe. It's just beautiful what you're doing. I love you.
Awesome. Thank you. I love you, too. And we're going to keep this up, so we're going to have a lot of fun here at Broken Wing Ministries. Filling hearts his way. So how awesome.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, Mitzi. Thank you.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye, Mitzi.
So, we've got about 3.5 minutes left, and we have caller 816-787, but I would like to say thank you so much, Barbara, for calling. I just love hearing people's voices that I've talked to on the Internet. And again, thank you to Broken Wing Ministries and Angie Patterson. So sweet to answer the call of God. I know that they ministered to me at one of the hardest times of my Christian walk, and I'm so excited to think about this vision that God showed you of me raising a rod in my hand and waving it over the waters and then sparkling. That's so exciting. Okay, 816-787. Hi.
Hi, Mitzi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I just got up, so I'm not awake yet.
Uh-oh. Who is this? What's your name?
This is Teresa. I work night shift.
Oh, Teresa. Okay. Well, I have your number written down. You know, I had to look back, but I was thinking it might be you. Do you have a good report for me? I was praying for you earlier today.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. I got some good sleep today, by George. I got some good sleep.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
For it. Yeah,
I'd
that's
like
real
to have
awesome.
Sleep. Yeah.
Well, when you work night shift, you never feel quite right anyway. And then by the time you feel right, it's time to go to work again.
I know. I worked third shift for a while, and it was tough.
Well, 4 years. Yeah. I didn't plan on being here this long, but that's where I'm supposed to be right now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm supposed to be.
Well,
right now.
How's it been going for you?
Well, you know. I had. I'm glad you talked about compassion there a little while ago. I didn't get the beginning of the program, but you know, I can remember a time when I walked in a whole lot of pain. Not that that pain's gone, but it's been mended a bit. And I can remember
Teresa, we have about a minute left. So if it cuts off, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
But I just wanted to let you know I'm not hanging up on you.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, then I'll get up a little earlier next Tuesday. But I can remember saying that we lose humanity one soul at a time. So maybe we can regain that one soul at a time with compassion.
You know what? And Heidi Baker says, "Stop for the one." And I believe just speaking into one person's life really can make a huge difference. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you are on my prayer list, lady. I was praying for you earlier today, so I'm happy to hear from you.
Thank you. I'll try to get up a little earlier next Tuesday and be a little bit more together so I can get the whole program in, because if I get into anything right now, we'll just get cut off, and then we'll have the sense of bewilderment. And I don't think the Lord wants us to do that this week. We need to move forward and stay positive.
Oh, absolutely. Praise the Lord. Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, have a good night.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very
Teresa.
Much, and thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for praying for me.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's so awesome. So many people calling in. So I would just like to thank everybody who calls in and who cares about these topics. And of course, you know, everybody that's a Christian cares. I didn't mean it to sound as strange, but like, you know, God's weaving us all together as a family and, you know, also in positions of how to help his will flow on the earth easier. And I'm just so excited every time I meet a new person, how it's going to play out, because God's just this master conductor, and he's created a beautiful masterpiece of music, of art, of compassion. And I would just like to say that, you know, we know that God is gracious and so compassionate and rich in love. And until next Tuesday, I hope everybody has a good week. Thanks for calling Healing Hearts His Way.